Welkom bij een nieuwe editie van In Jazz. Mijn naam is Code Kloet en vandaag begin ik met een opname in onze serie Pocket Concerts. Pocket Concerts zijn kleine concerten die wij opnemen, audio en video, in de studio van de concertzender in Utrecht in samenwerking met World of Jazz en het Nederlands Jazzarchief. En in die serie ontvingen wij het trio van Lucas Santana. Maar eerst geef ik je even de link naar dat YouTube-kanaal als je dit concert ook wil zien. Dat is Pocket Concerts, onderliggend streepje, NL. Dus Pocket Concerts, underscore, NL op YouTube. En dan zie je het Lucas Santana trio, dat bestaat uit Lucas op saxofoon. Daarvoor stel ik gitaar en Pedro Ivo Ferreira bas. Het eerste stuk, een compositie van Jobim, Bricas Nunca Mais.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pocket Concerts, een bijzonder trio dit keer. En dat wordt geleid door saxofonist, fluitist, componist, bandleider, producer Lucas Santana. Lucas, welcome in the Pocket Concerts here. You have been in our show often in various settings. But the first time I hear you in a very intimate small setting like this. First of all, who were your two fellow musicians?
So, hello everybody. I'm very happy to be here. We'll take some warmer time call. I'm here with Pedro Ivo Ferreira on a double bass and Davor Sterlik on guitar. I think the last year and a half, I decided to go a little bit into my roots. I've been feeling a little bit lost musically. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go and play a little bit more of the songs that actually made me start playing. For example, I started playing saxophone because there was a soap opera in Brazil back in 2009 or 10. Which the main actor was playing the role of Stan Getz. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking at my dad and watching the television with my mom and said, Dad, I want to play saxophone. And I said, no. So then I spent because the soap operas in Brazil, they're very long. It took 9 months. My dad got me a saxophone in the last month. Mm-hmm. And then he told me, okay, you have 1 month to learn. If you don't, I was sleeping with the saxophone for a week. And then after a week, I could play already. So... And then I remember sticking with Stan Getz and one of the first sources of saxophone reference I ever had. Mm-hmm. Then of course I remember the second source of saxophone playing I got was from my dad, Charlie Parker, and he gave me the Omnibook, which is a book of the transcribed solos of Charlie Parker. Imagine a kid of 11 years old having that album. And I look at that and say, I will never play this. Yeah. And then look at where I am today. So the reason to go into the small setting is when you have a larger band, it's easy to hide between other people.
Yeah.
And I want to expose myself more in order to have more control of what I play. So that's why I'm going smaller.
Yeah,
smaller.
One of the things that really amazed me is that the three of you playing, and there's this fourth dimension happening, which is the rhythm. There's this synergy between you that creates this whole rhythmic vibe. How do you guys interlock? Because it was very, very tight.
I would say that there is even a fifth dimension with that, which is the space. I love playing, for example, this trio, we got invited, I think, 4 or 5 times to play in churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then to use the sound of the church against us and in our favor is also very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, like any other band, everybody's responsible for rhythm, you know, but especially when you have a drummer, you can rely on the drums or the space that the drums takes on stage and the space. When you have the trio without drummer, you have to have a very strong sense of rhythm and trust each other, you know, because I can, as a soloist, I can stretch my tempo, I can drag, but I need to make sure that my fellows, they understand they will be there on where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the magic things. For example, I'm a such huge fan of Count Basie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and having the rhythm section of Count Basie playing in time, and the 13 horns dragging behind the bit, not dragging, but pulling back.
Yeah.
That's the magic of it.
Yeah.
Making this amount of people playing together and be on the same rhythm.
Going back to the two musicians you play with today, this is not meant funny or disrespectful at all, but why those two? What do they bring to the table that allows them to perform at Lucas Santana?
No, I think the question should be the other way around. What I'm doing right to play with them. Well, Pedro is one of, first of all, we studied on the conservatory in Amsterdam, so we met each other in the corridors of school. Pedro is Brazilian from Minas Gerais, from the same place, the same sacred place of Milton Nascimento. And the bond with him was very, the acoustics of Pedro, the sound of Pedro, it's very specific, and I like that for small settings. And Davor, he's the most Serbian-Brazilian guy that I ever met in my life. I used to play with a different guitar player back in the days, and then he moved back to Italy. And then I remember doing a class with Davor, and we played a Brazilian song. And I was like, oh, this guy can play, actually. So then I invited him to play my quintet first. And then after to play in trio. And man, he does such a good homework. He even bought an acoustic guitar to play, mm-hmm. and it's unbelievable to play. And both of them are very dedicated, very committed to the music. So,
what is for you the most important factor, the most important DNA of Brazilian music?
Melody. I think like when people think about Brazilian music, most of them, they go for rhythm. You know, but jazz has rhythm, Central America has rhythm, Africa has rhythm. I think, and Brazil also has a lot of beautiful harmonies, but most of the Brazilian harmonies, they were very heavily influenced by American music musicians. So there is this melody in Brazil, the simple melody that came with Pixinguinha, Cartola, and then Tom Jobim took over from that and stretched that from the max. For example, if you hear Águas de Março or One Note Samba, you know, like, it's simple melodies that people can remember, is going to stick to their mind.
Yeah.
And there is a poetry behind also. It's easy to sing, it's easy to remember, and it's easy to fall in love also.
Yeah.
So I think that's the strongest point of Brazilian music.
My last question, after the session here with the Pocket Concert, you said, it's harder to play soft than loud.
It's definitely harder to play soft than loud. As I said, like, if you have a larger band, you can hide behind some players. Yeah. If you play loud, you can hide behind your sound, you know, like, but, and I have, I think the word that I have the most in mind when I'm playing now is called character. It doesn't matter how many notes you play. You need to have character. Yeah. You need to feel something, you know, cry, laugh, hate me or love me, you know?
Yeah.
So I have this teacher in Brazil called Nailor Proveta. I had lessons with him. And he's the Brazilian saxophone player with the most character I ever met.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then you're watching him. You cannot take the eyes out of him because everything he plays is melodic. Everything he plays, there's a feeling in it.
Yeah.
And then after the concert, I don't know if I love him or I hate him because he plays so many beautiful things. It doesn't matter if I practice 10 years, I will never play like him. So I'm sticking with this word now in my mind, character, and trying to do my best with it.
Well, and if you define character, we don't want you to sound like him. We want you to sound like Lucas Santana.
There is no chance I can sound like him. I can practice for 50 years.
what you say is a good explanation that it's your character that you're bringing to the table with your instrument. So that is the power also of this trio. Thank you so much for being in the Pocket Concert, Lucas Santana.
Thank you so much, Cohen. Thanks, everybody. I hope to see you very soon.
Baby's got a gun and an itchy trigger finger. Best get out before she's gonna blow. Baby's got a gun and her itchy trigger finger's gonna pull.
Well, my baby took me downtown, said she wanted me to meet some friends of hers. So I threw on my old hat and boots, and baby took her grandma's finest pearls.
Baby's got a match and the will of God behind her. Gonna be sure we all go up in flames. Baby's got a match, and when we all burn, we know just who to blame.
Well, we got into the inn and took a table in the corner by the door. I finished my first drink, so baby said she'd going up and order more.
Baby's got a shout like yelling fire in a theater.
Hey!
Wanna be sure we all gonna lose our heads. Baby's got a shout, and she simply will not rest until we're dead. Whoa, 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 won't rest until we're dead. Whoa, 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 won't rest until we're dead.
Well, my baby's gone a long time, so I went on up to see what's keeping her. I walked up to the bar and saw the innkeeper's arms around my girl.
Whoa, 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 his arms around my girl. Whoa, 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 his arms around my girl.
Well, I know I threw the first punch, but he started it with his disrespecting hands. looked up to my baby and realized all this had always been her plan.
Baby's got a gun and an itchy trigger finger. She's been waiting on the perfect time before. Baby's got a gun and so with a wink she said it's time to go.
Whoa, 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 she says it's time to go. Whoa, 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 she says it's time to go.
Three, two, one.
Na het gesprek met Lucas Santana, na aanleiding van zijn optreden tijdens Pocket Concerts met zijn trio dat verder bestaat uit Davo Stelik, gitaar en Pedro Ivo Ferreira, bas, hoorde je een compositie die heette Baby's Got a Gun van de formatie Flatland Prayer. En dat is een formatie rond River Adomite, die overigens laatst ook in de Pocket Concerts te gast was met de formatie Sunflower. Wil je meer weten over River? Kijk dan op de site injazz.nl, want daar staat een uitgebreid interview met River, gemaakt door Mark van Schaik. Met als kop: The power of Flatland Prayer is in the vulnerability and space of the instrumentation. Het is dan ook een hele bijzondere instrumentatie, want naast River op bas en vocals hoor je de vocalisten Liva Dumpe en Antonio Moreno Glaskov, trompet. En het zijn allemaal composities van Adomite, met heel veel invloeden natuurlijk van de twee andere muzici, en een mooie basis in de American folk en singer-songwriter traditie. Kijk dat interview. Lees het, er zijn ook heel veel leuke links en het gaat over het leven in Amsterdam, de groep zelf, de opnames van de plaat Fanatic, waar je nu een aantal stukken van laat horen, en ook bijvoorbeeld thema's als inspiratie, Amerikaanse muziek. Nou, weet je wat, kijk op injazz.nl en lees het interview met River, want dan kan ik je nu nog een aantal stukken laten horen van die plaat. En het tweede wat ik je laat horen is een stuk dat heet If Not For You, met als gast niemand minder dan Brad Mehldau. De formatie Flatland Prayer.
Oh, my weary body at your feet, with nothing left to give. I'll join my love across the shore. If not for you, then whom I heard? If not for you, then whom? From Arkansas, Mississippi, Utah, we've come. All the way from Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, 200,000 strong. From Arkansas, Mississippi, Utah, we've come. All the way from Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, 200,000 strong. The best will come for me and you. Our brightest days before us, our blessed country burning strong, from raging dawn till dusk. God bless you, God bless you. Well, my baby shut me down. She never said she would, but she said she could. Without a second thought, I should have bought her flowers, a rosebud, chocolates to devour. But my baby shut me down, right there where I stood. She got me bad for good. On second thought, I really ought to bought her flowers. Well, my baby shut me down. She never said she would, but she said she could. Without a second thought, I should have bought her flowers, a rosebud, chocolates to devour. But my baby shut me down. Right there where I stood, she got me bad for good. On second thought, I really ought to bought her
Je luistert naar In Jazz en ik draai een aantal stukken van de plaat Fanatic van Flatland Prayer. Een formatie rond River Adomite met verder Liva Dumpe en Andrea Moreno Klaskov. Voor meer informatie go@injazz.nl. Mede namens Mark van Schaiken, het hele Buma cultuurteam en de medewerkers van Pocket Concerts, bedankt voor het luisteren. Mijn naam is Code Kloet, zeg ik alleen nog gedag allemaal.
There's a ship ashore with moonlit oars, ready to set sail. With the northern lights on her starboard side and the captain at the rails. Come on, boys, can't you feel the wind is in her lungs? With a perfect storm.
I wonder if this has been a moment for you to reevaluate whether you think you actually understand this country.
No, I do. I do. I understand what was happening out there. But I think that we make a very big mistake if we underestimate the greatness of the American people and the greatness of our democracy and the greatness of our country.
Come on, boys, we've done our job with hammer, tooth, and nail. Though we're built of fire, with sticks and twine, our ship will never sail. Come on, boys, we've done our job with hammer, tooth, and nail. Though we're built of fire, with sticks and twine, our ship will never sail. Come on, boys, we've done our job with hammer, tooth, and nail. Though we're built of fire, with sticks and twine, our ship will never sail.
Can you hear the crying of the gulls round our ship in a bottle? I got a worn out letter, said life was better out west in the Indian heat. I'm gonna take me out to California, gonna see what it will bring. Where the air is cleaner, the water is sweeter, they say it's filled with gold. I'm gonna take me out to the gold rush, baby, gonna grab all I can hold. We'll build a railroad, no matter the cost. Back up all we've got. From the gleaming night to the dawn's first light, in the land of the brave and the free, I'm gonna pull me up on my bootstraps, baby, gonna see what I can do. First light in the land of the brave and the free. I'm gonna pull me up on my bootstraps, baby, gonna see what I can be. I'm gonna take me out to the gold rush, baby, gonna build my American dream.
But again, let's give this a chance and see where we can find our common ground. We'll see what is rhetoric and what is real. Let's see what materializes, and we'll fight every fight along the way. But we're going to show the difference. You're going to see it's going to be pretty exciting for what comes next in the Democratic Party.